lady is here with me. Jennifer adds stability to our conversation, even though she's much younger than Roberta. Yeah, I think she does. Well, once in a while she has a fresh
remark. Not that much younger than me.
Well, she's 20 years younger than you. She's a generation behind you. What are you talking about?
She's two behind you.
That is true. Thanks for bringing that out. But not really. She's like a generation and a half behind me. She's half my age. So she brings a perspective that's important, as do you and Rich. Rich is doing parental duty today, and Jennifer, poor thing, is really down for the count. This is 4 days that she's had this creeping whatever it is, and it's not a wonderful thing. Jack Stockwell will join us later in the hour with his focus on a story that actually is, I think, pretty important, this grapefruit juice thing, and combining that with things that you take, drugs and supplements and that sort of thing. All right, so we'll do that in a bit here on Good Day. Meanwhile, congratulations to Melissa Rycroft and Tony Dobolanti. Have you been watching Dancing with the Stars at all, Roberta? You watched the singing show?
I have never watched that show.
No, I don't get what the excitement is. What are we missing here?
I watched a little bit of it once, and I went, yeah, okay, whatever.
800-510-8255. I don't get it. Why are people so excited about this show?
I don't get it either.
I don't honestly get it.
It's beyond me.
A lot of people are talking about it today, and it'll be probably the number one show of the... Well, no, that's not true, because Tuesday night has NCIS and NCIS Los Angeles, so those two win Tuesday night. But this will be a high show as far as the ratings are concerned, because it was the end of the season. They do these now. I guess I don't understand this. I'd like to have somebody who knew more about television than do I explain why, instead of going from one season where there are 24 to 26 shows done, there are now all these, especially on the cable channels, we have these sort of semi-seasons where there are 10 or 12 or 14 episodes. You get into a show, it gets good, and then it's over. The Closer was a good example of that. Mm-hmm. You just get started and get into it, it's a great show, and then bingo, it's over.
Or it doesn't resolve itself like Heroes. Invested, I don't know, like 2 years into Heroes? 3 years, whatever it was, and it just ended.
Yeah,
like,
24, the same.
No resolution.
Yeah, 24, I thought the same kind of thing.
But, you know, they're not going to do that with Fringe, apparently. Somebody really liked Fringe in the upper echelons of the TV department.
Yeah.
So they actually brought it back for one more season, and they're going to resolve everything. There's going to be, you know, an actual ending to it.
Really? All right, speaking of resolving things, this is the best story of the day. Tomorrow, if we have a Powerball jackpot winner, perhaps we'll have 500 million good reasons to talk about somebody. Maybe they'll identify themselves.
If I'm not here, boss.
Yeah, I know. I'll have figured it out, Roberta. Thank you. Meanwhile, the story of a retiring Minnesota grocery store owner who's giving his 400 employees quite a Christmas gift.
No.
He's retiring, and he's giving the 3 grocery stores that he owns in Minnesota to all of his employees.
Wow.
Instead of accepting any of the offers he received from the big national chains, they wanted to buy him out. This fellow named Joe Lucan, who's 70, will transfer ownership of his 2 stores in Bemidji. I think I never have pronounced that, even though we're on the air there. Actually, we ought to try to find this guy, Michael. See if you can go to, it's Lucan's Village Foods. There's somebody who's listening in Bemidji, Bemidji, Minnesota. Somebody who's listening there. Let's see if we can find Mr. Lucan, L-U-E-K-I-N, or I guess it's L-U-E-K-E-N. He runs Village Foods. He's got 2 there in Minnesota, 1 in North Dakota. He's giving the stores to his employees as part of the employee stock ownership plan. That's an ESOP plan. For those of you who may have them and you don't know what an ESOP plan is, it's employee stock ownership plan. The transfer from the family to the employee starts in January. Won't cost the employees a penny. The amount of shares each employee gets based on the length of service and what they get paid. Program expected to pay the family off for the sale in 3 to 5 years. The employees are largely responsible for any success I've had, he says. And you, he says to the employees, deserve to get back the benefits of that. You can't always take, he said. You got to give back. My God, do I want to talk to this guy. Joe Lucan, who's listening in that area of North Dakota or Minnesota. We're going to try to find him, in fact. What a great story. My God. Don't you love people like that? That's the way we should start every single one of our days with stories. Because there always are these stories. There are always stories like that. We get so focused on these Jerkelberger stories and the politics and people ranting and raving. I noticed that I'm going to say this with a certain amount of cynicism and sarcasm, because I've never been a fan of Laura Ingraham's. And so the fact that she just abruptly stopped being on the air on, you know who she is, Roberta, right? She's a right-of-center host, and she's probably the most popular, has been very successful lady doing this for the last 12, 13, 14 years. And she's been with one syndicator for 9 or 10 years, the same one that did Michael Savage, and they're not great to work with. And so these people want to get away from this guy that runs this outfit as fast as they can. And she'll have another opportunity. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. But at any rate, the reason I'm telling you the story is because the Christmas present she gave to her stations was just to disappear. And the stations were really angry. I know that John Harper, who runs WMEL, our affiliate on the Space Coast, and I'll have lunch with him, I hope, a week from today, down there when I'm down seeing Dr. Ken, having my physical, going to go see Jay Honeycutt, my pal, at the Kennedy Space Center. And in general, just I want to actually... I wonder if I can get John to have a few of the listeners. Maybe we ought to bring them to lunch, too, next week. At any rate, he's replaced Laura Ingraham with a program that gains more and more traction because it's not about politics. A lot of the stations have realized we've gotten on to, I don't know, four, five, six stations since the election because they don't want to have a political show on in the morning and they want to get away from politics in general. So Dave Ramsey now, for those of you listening to WMEL, Dave Ramsey will be on the radio station this afternoon at 2 o'clock in place of Laura. I don't know whether he juggled things around because Laura was on in the morning. But I know that John has astutely looked at what was available, and he's done. Clark Howard is on now after Dave Ramsey on that station. And I say this to my brethren who are in this business. I've been at it probably longer than most of you. I say that. Hopefully it's taken the right way. So you kind of watch the trends, and I've tried to stay ahead of them a little bit. And to my own, in my own way, I've been fortunate to survive. This is the 25th year of the Good Day program. So, and I don't say this to sound like a jerk, but I must be doing something right. Otherwise, I wouldn't have lasted for 25 years doing this because it's a very tough business to survive in. And I don't say that either to sound like a jerk. And plus the fact I'm the only independent who's doing it that has no connections to anything or anybody else. We do it sometimes on a wing and a prayer. Roberta will attest to that. Mm-hmm. But it's here, and we're dependable. I mean, there's no other program that's on the air every holiday. There's no other program where the host never takes a vacation. And it's because we love what we do and enjoy being with you. And some of these other people, Ramsey's very good. He's got a lot of connections to some evangelical folks, and they've helped support him over the years. But you can't take away from him what a good job he's done. And I enjoy Clark Howard, who's a smart guy. He's figured out how to do this as well. The point I'm trying to make is there are a lot of good hosts who are not in the political realm, who will, I think, as you see things mature over the next few years, you'll see a trend away from all of this, what we were laughing about the other day, Roberta, the negative nabobs, or no, it's the nattering nabobs of negativity, which unfortunately is what a lot of this stuff that's on the radio on both sides politically turns out to be. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I started this conversation by acknowledging that Ingraham was off the air, and a lot of people are upset about it. And so they'll look around and see what else is around. I remember when Laura Schlesinger went off the air, we got a bunch of stations later in the day where she was. And that's because people wanted to get, although Laura, I think, actually did a fairly good program. It was something that served the needs. I happen to prefer Joy Brown. But that's just me, because Joy and I are friends. Maybe that's why I like her. Laura was a very tough person to be friends with. But, you know, she did a good program, very listenable. I think she was a little nasty sometimes. And I think people just are tired of it. They're tired of the nasty, negative garbage that spews from some of these people, even if they speak the relative truth. I mean, how much more of it can you listen to? It's like the politicians who've gone right back to the way they were before the election. For a week, they said, oh, well, we'll all get along, and now they're at each other again. Nothing is solved by that, and I think we're here to help you solve the problems in your life and to have you have a little fun and enjoy stories about this fellow, like this guy, Joe Lucan, who gave the three stories he had to his employees. God love the guy. 800-510-8255, 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Get big Black Friday savings at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Plus, take 20% off thick 10-millimeter laminates with attached pad. 50% off tools to install your new floors. And save even more with daily floor buster deals at every local store. Better yet, get special extended financing. Hurry, Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find the store near you.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
800-510-8255. All right, I'm going to see how well you have been listening. I just told you the story about a man in Minnesota who's giving his three supermarkets to his workers. What's his name? $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, lotions, and facial supplies will be yours if you can remember, or you can just go to DougStefan.com because the story is there, from today's show. The name of the man who's transferring ownership of his two food stores in Bemidji and one in, it's Wahpeton, North Dakota, to his employees. Who is that man? Would you like to shake his hand?
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Again, our 2020, I guess this is a news quiz because there's a story from Minnesota about this man who transferred ownership, or is in the next month, of his food stores to his employees, and I want to identify the man's name. The story is at DougStephan.com, and I talked about it for 3 or 4 minutes. What's this man's name? Who do we honor by telling this story? You know the answer? 800-510-8255. Again, $150 worth of Pure Attitude, wonderful facial creams, washes, lotions, that sort of thing. It's very cool stuff. So if you have the answer, 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, our video of the day today is a very clever way a man named Eric put together a proposal, Roberta, of engagement. He wants to marry his girlfriend. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So he puts together this video, and we have the audio from it. It certainly makes more sense if you watch the video, but the audio's okay. Let's listen to part of Eric and his proposal to his girlfriend from the video of the day at DougStephan.com.
This is where I sat when I went online, and it was getting pretty late. But I was taking my time. Yeah, this song's gonna rhyme, and it starts with a flirt on J-Date. This is the spot where we first met. Had coffee here where we chose. Now look where I'm at. It's where we ate after that. Nope, that place is currently closed. Then a couple of years went by. I'll spare you all the details and mushy parts. Now you're my girl and I'm your guy. But here's where the fun really starts.
There you go.
Israel on first ride. You'll never guess where I was, or maybe you might. In white plains with your parents, having dinner and some wine. We had lots and lots of talk about.
I don't know if I want to listen to 4 minutes of this. But if you look at it, if you follow it, if you go to DougStephan.com and look at the video, it is, it's clever. The singing's not that great, but the way that he put it together is very cool. So it makes a lot of sense. If you watch the video, you'll dig what we're talking about. Speaking of video, Clark Griswold is back, Roberta.
Ah!
Chevy Chase reprises his vacation character along with Beverly D'Angelo in a new ad for Old Navy. I wondered if the Queen of Cheap has any deals. You often find things from Old Navy. I wonder. Yeah, I think I haven't. I'm not that big a fan. I don't watch that much television.
I like Old Navy.
So, yeah, Old Navy's fine. No, I'm just talking about the television stuff and how the Jimmy Fallon commercials seem to have had an impact. I noticed them. But how many other the English guy that sells soap and things? You know, we kind of. I remember him. But in terms of ads that you remember, how many ads? How many good television ads are there around now? One. Would wonder. I don't. I'm not sure that.
Where's the meat?
No, where's the beef? You don't even remember.
The beef.
Good, Roberta. All right, let's get to our 2020.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
2020 quiz question. We have a lot of people. Let us see the first. Oh, this is good because we have a lady from the town. Hi, Kim. How are you? Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I commute 4 days a week to Bemidji State University.
Yes.
From about 2 hours away. And I pass both Lucan stores as I go into town.
Yep.
And they're very, very nice stores. They have a beautiful bakery. Their deli and their bakery is absolutely beautiful.
So you shop there? You buy all your groceries there?
No, I don't buy all my groceries there. I live, the town that I live in, which is closer to the town that I'm from, has a locally owned grocery store called Super One that the Miners family own.
Okay.
And they have a really nice organic section, but this store here, Lucan's, has a very nice organic section as well.
Yeah. All right, so you go buy, you think, what, did you ever meet this man, Joe Lucan?
I've never met him before. I know a couple people that students that I've met and worked with on campus that work there.
Yeah.
So
what's the rub with him, generally speaking? This is a town, it's a fairly small town. So this fellow must be somebody that is very active in the community. He's been able to survive because there's an onslaught of big grocery chains that are always trying to put these small guys out of business. But yet this guy has survived. Why do you think that is?
I think they treat their employees very well.
Mm-hmm.
And in Minnesota, Target is also, you know, a Minnesota-owned company. And in this town of Bemidji, there's a Super Walmart.
Yeah.
There's a Target,
yeah.
And there's two of his grocery stores. And I treat their employees very well, the same reason I go to my local grocery store.
Yeah, instead of what we all know about Walmart, and, I mean, I don't know that much about Target, but I'm imagining that these big chains have become very impersonal, and they don't pay much attention, they don't pay as much either.
Yep.
So a lot of reasons. All right, so what's his name again?
Joe Lucan.
So for those of you who are wondering why we're talking about him, you didn't hear me mention this story before, which is posted at DougStephan.com today. He has three stores, and he's giving them all to his employees. He's reached his 70th birthday and wants to stop, and his family is in support of this. So what a cool thing. I'm going to try to find him to see if I can interview him in the next couple of days because I think it's a great story. And meanwhile, Kim, I'm appreciative of you listening to us. I've never correctly... It's Bemidji, right? Isn't that how it's pronounced?
It's Bemidji, and it's a Native American. Many of the towns around here are named for Native American.
All right, so we're going to give you $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams and lotions.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Sending an email to Jennifer's dad, Michael, who's a friend. I want to know how Jennifer is, so I just asked him what the story is, because it's not like her at all. She's been sick all weekend. I had dinner with them on Thanksgiving Day, and she got sick on Friday, I think she told me. Didn't feel well Saturday, woof. And Sunday she was down for the count and has been out since then. So whatever it is must have really gotten at her. Let's talk about that for a moment with one of our medical experts. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us on Good Day. And there are a couple of things that are on my mind and the mind of people that are listening with all the publicity about grapefruit juice, et cetera, et cetera. But first, let's talk about the viruses that can knock somebody like Jennifer really down for any number of days. I told you, I think, well, maybe I haven't talked to you since Thanksgiving. I had a little food poisoning from a restaurant where I had lunch last Wednesday in Los Angeles. Great restaurant. I had a great time with a guy. And whatever, I think it was, I had artichoke hearts for the first time ever, and there was a sauce that I dipped into, with the artichoke, you just stick it in. It's kind of like anything else, a tartar sauce. And it may have been that it was that, but I will tell you, for the rest of the day, I was miserable, and it happened that day we had Thanksgiving, because my son had to work on Thanksgiving Day, so we decided to have Thanksgiving on Wednesday night. And I went over to my daughter's, and, oh, woof, it took me, normally it would take me about, maybe from where that restaurant was to my daughter's house, maybe 20, 25 minutes. It took me, well, the traffic was bad, but it took me a couple of hours because I had to stop pretty much at any place along the way that I could in order to, you know, deal with the problem. And wow. So I wonder, I mean, that, I was good, done with it, though. By Thursday morning, I was fine. And so whether it's immune system or you just flush that stuff out of your system fast, but Jennifer has really got a bad virus. So you wonder how these things spread around, Jack. You're a NUCA chiropractor, one of the 30 certified probably in the whole country, maybe the world. NUCA is a special type. I was talking to a new friend who's an allopathic, homeopathic veterinarian. And I was talking about you, and as a matter of fact, I want her to come on the air with you at some point in time, maybe in the next week or two, to talk about her practice and how it is very compatible with what you do, the pet side of the human side of dealing with things in a natural way. Anyway, so to Jennifer. Jennifer eats well. She's very conscious of what she puts into her body. So I'm just kind of wondering how these things, and I think she's got a pretty healthy immune system. So how do you get attacked by these things that knock you on your butt for 5-6 days?
Well, we're, you know, we live in a sea of these things constantly. We're, everybody is exposed to viruses and bacteria second to second, minute to minute, day to day as we go through our lives.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is that when a baby's born, its system is sterile. There aren't any bacteria or virus, and immediately, because it's dependent upon a nursing mother to get her immune system, the body begins to develop its own immunity against a sea of microbes that we can't, you know, physically observe without the use of microscopes and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's some that are actually compatible with the human body in a synergistic effect,
right,
that live in the gut, that actually we have this symbiosis between us. They live on us, we live on them, they produce good things for us, we produce food for them. But there's the bad ones, too. And the bad ones can be fostered by some kind of dietary imbalance, too much of the wrong thing, not enough of the right thing. Even though we think we have a good diet, even though we think that we eat well, there's usually something. And, you know, the search for excellence in nutrition has never been an easy job.
Yeah.
And the constant daily vigilance that's necessary to try to keep out the toxins, keep out the poisons, keep out the things that cause the immune system to get sluggish and slow down requires our constant attention, at the same time making sure that all the bases are covered for vitamins, minerals, enzymes, the nutritional aspect, especially trace minerals that are missing in a lot of people's diets,
mm-hmm,
so that when a particularly nasty bug comes along, whether, you know, it's a parasite, a bacterial agent, a viral agent, some kind of microbe, even a mold or things like this, if there's an aspect of the immune system that's a little bit sluggish, a little bit slow, and those things begin to grow, it's not just their presence, it's the toxins that these things produce in their own life cycle that end up becoming a lot of the problem. Their presence can stop vital physiological functions from occurring. But then, you know, they have their waste product. And some of these bugs, you know, like the particularly famous ones, the tetanus ones, the cholera ones, the typhoid ones, actually produce a product themselves that becomes even more toxic than their own presence. And, you know, and then viruses are constantly changing. You know, that's why the flu vaccine is so, you know, it's just a, it doesn't, well, I'm going to say it, it doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is because the flu vaccine is based on primarily influenza A and influenza B from last year. And those things have already mutated. It's one of the nature or one of the natural aspects of a viral agent. They constantly are changing. They constantly mutate. So, you know, while you gathered and gained an immunity inside of you for living in L.A. or living in Framingham, Massachusetts, or living here in Salt Lake, where we have a certain different level of microbial life around us, even in your home state, your hometown, the house you live in, because of these transmutations that can take place in these viral agents, what wasn't all that bad suddenly can, boy, I'll tell you, can take you out in a matter of hours.
Yep. Well, I've been very fortunate. I don't know, Roberta, you have a pretty strong immune system, too. Mine, based on growing...
I live in New York.
Well, I think it is dependent on where you live. Jennifer doesn't live in a sort of clouded atmosphere. It's a pretty suburban area where she spends most of her time, where the office is, where her family's business is, where she lives is up the street. And it's out in the mountains, actually, just a little bit east and north of Los Angeles proper. So it's the air's clean. It's not a nasty place.
Terrible for your immune system. Clean air, clean water.
Oh, especially in Los Angeles.
Now, you want to ride the subways. You want to be exposed to germs, ride the subway.
Exactly. Or public school.
Yeah, I did on the farm, growing up on the farm. I've exposed myself to, without knowing it, pretty much every kind of virus, worm, God knows what kind of bacteria.
Well, that's where we came from. We came from farms.
Yeah.
And a farm is a great place to develop immunity. We went to a wedding in Dallas, you know, about 6 weeks ago, and we took Rourke, our 13-year-old, with us,
mm-hmm,
and he picked up something down there. And the rest of us didn't, but he did. And he had a fever for about 4 or 5 hours, maybe 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he threw it off, and it was all over with. Mm-hmm. But there were other people who picked up the same thing that were sick for weeks thereafter.
Wow.
It still comes back to the immune system.
Yep, it really does.
Well, you know, if the germ theory of disease was true, there would be nobody left alive to believe it.
Right.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
Right.
Hey, well, under the circumstances, though, we have sanitized ourselves to a fare thee well and hurt ourselves.
Oh, yes.
All these powers sanitized. There's nothing worse for you. The other day, was it yesterday or the day before, Roberta was talking about how much bacteria there is on the cutting board and
in your kitchen.
Toilet is much cleaner. The toilet seat is much cleaner than anything on your kitchen counter.
Sure.
Knives, cutting boards, all of the things, the utensils that are around, you will not find them to be as clean as the seat on your toilet. And so, you know, you think about how much stuff there is around, and you keep trying to sanitize and purify your way. It's a sickness. It is really a sickness to have people try to protect themselves as much as they do. It really is.
The idea is that we live in a community of other life forms. The overwhelming majority of those life forms are invisible to the eye because they're so small.
Yeah.
And it's the idea that we live in a symbiotic relationship with them, not an antibiotic.
Right.
And that's what you're doing every time you, you know, cleanse this and cleanse that. If you're in a community of other people you're not normally around, it doesn't hurt to wash your hands a half a dozen times a day.
No, or you handle money or anything, but it's...
Exactly. When you're touching these vectors, when you come in contact with these vectors, then, you know, it's a good idea to frequently wash hands. But to use some of these new things that are out there in the market that are supposed to desanitize everything, you know, I don't know that that's exactly a good idea.
In a moment, grapefruit juice and what it causes. Jack Stockwell is here with us on Good Day. And Roberta's here. Richie is here. He'll join us in a moment. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Hi, it's Roger. Our great nation has now passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us more than 200 years ago, quote, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. The 2010 election and the 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago when the Fed and the income tax were both born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of the value of your money and our nation by reading the book, The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the American dollar and how to get America's money back. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get the book absolutely free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get big Black Friday savings at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Plus, take 20% off thick 10-millimeter laminates with attached pad. 50% off tools to install your new floors. And save even more with daily Floor Buster deals at every local store. Better yet, get special extended financing. Hurry, Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find the store near you.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
13 before the hour, the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Art Rich has joined us along with Roberta and Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here, check out his website, jackstockwell.com, for lots of helpful information when it comes to medical trends, et cetera, from a homeopathic or allopathic. I think before. All right, so Richie, before we go to the grapefruit.
Well, just to finish up on the bacteria, or to go back to the bacteria story, we hear that our toilet seat is cleaner than our kitchen countertop. But isn't it the type of germs? They're just measuring the amount of germs, not the type of germs. And wouldn't the type of germs,
some germs
in your
bathroom are good, some germs are not good,
be more harmful than the type of germs in your kitchen?
No.
Well, that's true, but they've got to be given, they have to be given an environment in which to live. In other words, the germs that are living in your armpit are different than the germs that are living on the palms of your hands because of the moisture and the warmth that's present. Now, I'm going to get graphic here.
Good.
Sitting on a toilet seat, that seat is dry, and it's not conducive for good bacterial growth, as a kitchen counter is.
You haven't seen my son stand up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you haven't been to a New York City public toilet lately.
Well, okay. All right. Now, those are the exceptions, of course, because when someone can't aim correctly and then the moisture spreads around, then it's going to promote bacterial viral growth. Yeah. But when it's left dry, those things will dry up themselves in a matter of minutes in many cases. Which is one reason why there's a certain sterility to a
toilet seat. But there are harmful germs and there are helpful germs and the different places.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the grapefruit conversation. This study says that using grapefruit juice with meds can have adverse reactions. I'm not sure that I thought there was anything new to this, except when I looked at the number of drugs that were studied, and the old number was 17, 18, 19, 20 or so. Now it's like 43, 44, 45 different medications that could have a bad reaction when you drink grapefruit juice with them. How does this all fit together, Jack?
Well, remember that we know that the liver produces about 600 different enzymes that we've been able to identify that are vital to life.
Yeah.
The liver is either doing that in the sense of producing chemical compounds to detoxify and clean the blood, or it's working on digestion, one or the other. And what happens with grapefruit is it arrests the detoxification effort of the liver. It slows down a very important part of liver detox. We've known this for decades. Just a 6-ounce glass of fresh grapefruit juice, canned grapefruit, bottled, whatever else, a 6-ounce glass can stop liver detox for 24 hours. So what's happened now is that they have found that there's certain drugs. And the reason, let me just get political about this for a second. The reason this is so critical now is the number one selling group of drugs on the planet are cholesterol-lowering drugs. And what's happened is that they found a very big effect taking place between the statins and grapefruit juice consumption. Yeah. And they don't want it to hurt the market. Mm-hmm. So when you read between the lines, they're telling you, stop drinking the grapefruit juice.
And keep taking our pills.
And keep taking our pills.
Right. Okay. So I said earlier, I take grapefruit juice once in a while.
In a while's fine.
Yeah, I don't like the taste of it necessarily, but I know it has very good remedial impact on your system.
Sure.
Taking, like I do, 30 or so different supplements a day, I didn't wash them down with grapefruit juice or orange juice or anything like that. I always
drink something else.
Yeah, I usually have milk or something that's thick.
Especially raw milk.
Yeah, especially raw milk. You're right.
Yes.
Jack Stockwell, one of our medical advisors here and our friend on Good Day. Check out his web, jackstockwell.com.
Here.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here's Randy Newman from the movie Parenthood. Randy is 69 today. Love to see you smile. I like that, too. Love to see you smile, Roberta.
Aw, thank you, Dad.
Love to see Richie smile.
The guy who can't sing, he had a great career.
Yeah.
He's a songwriter, man.
He's a storyteller.
He's a storyteller and a songwriter. Yep.
I've been told by some people I have a nice smile, too.
Yep.
The closer you look, because I have white teeth instead of yellow teeth, it looks okay, Richie. And then there's Chuck Curry, who likes to smile and is a nice smiler. He's our movie man. And we're
one of the moguls of Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes, he is, as a matter of fact. Big-time business guy.
That's right.
Tycoon in Stroudsburg. Also, he has a web presence, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can get to that. If you click on his picture at DougSteffen.com in the contributors box, you'll go to his blog and you can see his writing.
And that blog is how he got so rich.
Right.
Hey, I got a question for you. I don't know if you guys talked about this on the air, but what do you make of this Agnes T. Jones kid on the...
Angus?
Angus?
Yeah.
Angus was told to shut up and take the money, and that's why he apologized. Angus, for those of you who don't know the story, what Chuck was referring to is the youngster who's on Two and a Half Men. He's the half of the Two and a Half Men. He's been on the show for, what, 9 or 10 years?
And he makes $350,000 an episode,
right. So he is now issued an apology, which reflects on what he said in some church interview that got made public, hit the web. He said it was trash and dirty and nobody should watch it. And then he said, quote, "I apologize if my remarks reflect me showing indifference to and disrespect of my colleagues and a lack of appreciation of the extraordinary opportunity which I've been blessed. I never intended that."
Once you're 19, you're old enough to be stupid enough to get yourself in trouble, but you're also old enough to know that somebody's been putting it to you for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
But I also think this story, in my opinion, is much deeper because this reflects, when I watched that video and I read the story, I couldn't help but think of what's happened to Kirk Cameron. I mean, people may agree or disagree with the lifestyle Kirk Cameron's led, but he's a lunatic, in my opinion.
Right.
And, I don't know if this is brainwashed.
Well, never mind.
Well, there's religious and there's off-the-wall religious, and Kirk Cameron is just
Well, there are a lot of off-the-wall religious nuts.
But it's funny, Chucker. As soon as one of these celebrities doesn't fit into the cookie-cutter stamp of Hollywood, they're labeled, they're stamped some religious nutbag, homophobic.
I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, they are.
But you don't agree with what at all? Which statement?
No, because when I give you, when a guy like Kirk Cameron goes on the religious station and basically damns 99% of the population to hellfire, in my opinion, that's off the wall.
Well, he made a comment. He made a comment against homosexuality, which of course is going to get you thrown right into the fire.
But if you know Kirk Cameron's past, what he's done after growing pains, it's at least in my opinion, is somewhat bizarre. But I just thought this is a really interesting story that people at CBS clearly have to be somewhat perplexed about his continuation on that show.
Pretty much, if you're anywhere other than the left side in Hollywood, you're better off wasting time talking about this and getting to our contest.
We have time for this. We have 2 minutes, right? Okay.
Yep, we can do it.
This is one of the, we're doing for now until the end of the week, the greatest movie insults of all time. This is from a movie released in 2009. See if you can figure out what the movie is.
You are literally too stupid to insult. Thank you.
All right, you got it, Chucker?
No.
Two stars. One of them is worthless, in my opinion. The other one's a great... Well, no, I don't...
It must be a Jim Carrey movie.
No, but it's close. This guy's close to it.
Okay.
This movie came out in 2009. Hit it again, Richie.
You are literally too stupid to insult. Thank you.
All right.
So the thank you is the one who you think is worthless.
I think they both are, actually. But the one that says thank you is the more worthless of the two. 800-510-8255. You got about 60 seconds to figure out what movie this comes from while Chucker gives us some movie news.
All right, Doug. It's very simple. The new Star Trek reboot sequel will come out May 17, 2013. Paramount and director J.J. Abrams refused to disclose who the villain is, which is pretty silly because you'll know it within 30 days of the movie being released when they run coming attraction trailers. So that's basically it. I got a big story on Batman that I'll talk about tomorrow.
But that's it?
That's it.
Well, not much fun involved in that. All right, let's see. Movies released today. Bad Moon with Mariel Hemingway. Do you remember that one, 1996?
No, I don't.
All right, let's see here if Brandon knows what movie that is. Brandon, go ahead. What is it?
I'm thinking it's Pineapple Express.
No, it's The Hangover with Ed Helms and Zach Galifianakis.
Okay.
Who is a worthless piece of nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Good try, though, Brandon. Thank you. Chucker, back tomorrow here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.